Unleash Your Inner Decorator. This podcast puts the fun in function. This podcast is the dose of inspiration and confidence boost every aspiring home decorator needs. If you've ever hesitated to introduce colour, pattern or quirky decor into your space, this is your go-to guide for turning your home into a vibrant masterpiece. Cara's relatable and friendly approach makes interior design feel like an exciting adventure rather than a daunting task. I can't wait to see what the inspiration I get from listening to this podcast will do in my living space. This was a review left for me by Looney Oil Lady. Thank you so much. I love getting your reviews because it lets me know what you think of the show. And when you leave a review, it all also helps other people find the podcast. So if you haven't already left me a review, please pause this episode now and scroll down to the purple writing, which says write a review. Click on that and it'll only take you a minute or two. And you never know, I might be reading your review on the podcast next time. Hello and welcome to the Daring Home Decor Podcast. If you're obsessed with quirky interior design, then you've come to the right place. I'm your host, Cara Baker, cover girl of Homestyle magazine, serial decorator and content creator. On a mission to banish all of the white ceilings in my home, I'm here with positive vibes and bright lipstick to help you get confident with bold and unique interior design and show you DIY hacks and foolproof steps to create a personality-filled home with all the colour, pattern, pizzazz and glam. If you don't know where to start and are scared of what your friends might think, I got your back, girl. So if you're ready to unleash your creative flair and crush your home decor, then grab your paintbrush, put on those overalls and let's get decorating. Wallpaper is such an instant and fun addition to your decor. I am currently obsessed with murals, which I've got in both of my bedrooms, and I will speak a little bit about that later on in the episode. But with regards to trying to find wallpaper, I have spent in the past many an hour searching Google to find the perfect wallpaper, and over the years I've got together a collection of banging go-to online wallpaper shops and stores. And I know you're busy and you haven't got the time to be scrolling Google trying to find them either, so I have put together 8 of my favorite wallpaper stores and I'm going to share them with you. You're going to love these sources I'm going to share with you. So grab a notebook and pen if you want to, but I will be putting links to all of the online stores in the show notes for you as well. If you're in the UK, you might be able to relate to this. Maybe not if you're somewhere else in the world. But there was a craze at one time, and maybe it still goes on in some places. There was this craze for a wallpaper. It was like the kind of thing they sold at B&M, which is like a budget store. Not that I'm knocking budget stores or anything, but it was like a red, they had different colours actually, but one of them was like a red flower wallpaper, and people would buy this wallpaper from B&M and do a feature wall with it in their living room. And it was literally like everybody's house that I saw on Facebook or whatever had this bloody wallpaper in it, and I just got a major ick because so many people had it, and I just thought it's just not original at all. If you did that or if you've got that, this is not a dig at you, but I decided after that I didn't want to have the same thing that everybody else did, and I always used to try and look for the most unusual wallpaper that I could find. And every time I decorate now, I always try to make sure it's something that I haven't seen anybody else have, because I want to be unique and I'm sure that you do too. So number one is called I Love Wallpaper. I've bought wallpaper from this store for various projects in my house. I've got this wallpaper in my living room. It's like a geometric pattern. I've got green going around the room in a big massive border, and then I've got blush pink with the green's got gold on and the blush pink one has got rose gold, like geometric triangles on it, and that is on the ceiling. I've also got some slat wallpaper in my bedroom. So behind the bed, you may have seen it on Instagram, and a lot of people do actually think that it's actually wooden slats, but it's not. It's wallpaper, which I think is genius. I did receive that wallpaper as a PR product, so I just thought I'd mention that to be completely transparent with you. But that is not the reason why I love this store. They've got more reserved things, and they've got lots of quirky and bold things too. So they've got a really nice range, and you can also get 5% off when you sign up. Everything is a super reasonable price, and they have wallpaper and murals too. Did I mention I'm obsessed with murals? So they do wallpaper and murals. I think the murals come in a couple of different sizes, and I also think that they ship worldwide, so wherever you are in the world, hopefully you should be able to get access to this. And as I said, I will put a link to this and all the other shows, not all the other shows, all the other stores and shops, I will put a link in the show notes for you. So number two is Hovia. I bought my bedroom mural from Hovia. And if, again, you may have seen it on Instagram or on my website, but I bought a mural for the sliding wardrobes in my bedroom. I'm not kidding you, the sliding wardrobes in my bedroom were just so depressing and boring. I obviously didn't think that when I first bought them, because I can't even blame it on somebody else. Andy and I actually chose these sliding wardrobes, and they were glass and like two different shades of beige. I mean, please, what was I thinking? So I decided I was going to really liven up our sliding wardrobes and put a bedroom mural on them. And not a bedroom mural. Oh gosh, what is wrong with me? Not a bedroom mural, a mural on the sliding wardrobes, which obviously is a bit different, because mostly you would think you would buy them to put on the wall, but I thought this was a great idea. And one of the main reasons why is because we face our sliding wardrobes. The wall behind us, which initially I was going to put the mural on, we never really see, do we? When we're lying in bed, we're not looking at the wall behind us. So I thought, I want to wake up in the morning and be able to see this gorgeous, it's like a tropical mural. It's all like palm trees and banana leaf trees and everything. And it's just in the perfect shades for my home too. So I absolutely love it. So Hovia, yeah, they do a fantastic range of murals, and they also do worldwide shipping for you. I think Hovia and maybe quite a few of the others that I'm going to mention, you can actually click in the corner for your country where you're from. So yeah, they're definitely a worldwide concern. Number three is Light in the Box. This is also a worldwide company, and I think they do loads of different things, to be honest. But the reason why I mention them is because we had a gazebo in our garden. It's actually, it needs replacing it. Oh, I'm not even going to mention that now, because that's just a whole different story and I'm going to go off track. I will let you know at some point in the future though. So we had a gazebo in our garden, a material gazebo, and I wanted to decorate it. And I bought from Light in the Box, you can buy murals, but you can also buy them on fabric. So I bought like a big piece of fabric in this mural. It was like a tiger with a girl having a picnic next to the tiger, all gorgeous colours and everything. Oh, I love it. I need to find some way to put that actually, but yeah. So I just thought that was a great idea. And if you've got a rental or something and you don't want to go to the extent of, you know, pasting wallpaper and murals on that on your wall, you could order like one of these big pieces of fabric and just stick it on with like Velcro or something like that. So I just think that's a great idea. So I definitely wanted to mention them. So number four is Lust Home. Their tagline is anything but ordinary. And this is what we like, isn't it, girls? Anything but ordinary. We're not ordinary chicks over here. They have an amazing range of colour, quirky pattern wallpapers. It's just like, whoa, it just blows your mind. They've got different ranges of tropical animal print. They've got fruity, monochrome and retro. That's just a name but a few. I also did a collaboration with them just to be transparent again. I got my hallway wallpaper as a PR product from them and paint as well. And it was called, oh, I'm trying to think what it was called now. Oh my gosh. I had to pause it then to think. I think it was called something like Get a Wiggle On. And it's like lots of different wiggly patterns on the wallpaper. And once again, they're all perfect for the colour palette in my home. I think it's quite important before you do start looking for wallpaper and murals and stuff that you have an idea of what kind of colour palette you want. And if you haven't already got a colour palette for your home, I've actually got a free guide which will take you step by step through creating one for your home. As I said, it's absolutely free. And I'll put a link to that in the show notes for you. So make sure you snag that before you start looking for your wallpapers. So Lust Home, yeah, you've got to check them out. They're amazing. And they do also ship worldwide. So number five is Rebel Walls. They have a fun mixture of murals and wallpaper. I've got my eye on a couple that they do actually. But I just absolutely love it when you get a mural that's really oversized and big. It just has such an amazing impact as opposed to like little patterns. I just think it makes so much difference having something, I'm not saying everywhere, but you know, if you just got that one oversized thing, it just gives that wow factor. And as all of the others, Rebel Walls ship worldwide too. So number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Number 6 is Wall Source. And this is where I got my mural for our guest bedroom from. It's, if you haven't seen it, you can go over to Instagram. There's a reel on there. It probably won't be recent by the time this episode airs, but I'm sure you will find it. And hopefully I'll be adding it to my website too. So I've got this massive crane. It's like wings out, gorgeous colours. It's got like peach, blush pink, gold, teal, all my favourite colours. And if you want to find out a bit more about my guest bedroom and how I decorated it, I did a bonus episode on it and it is the one after episode 24. So Wall Source also do a great range, a gorgeous range of murals and wallpaper too, I think. And just to let you know, because I put my mural on my sliding wardrobes and they were panels, which were obviously certain measurements, they allowed me to give them the dimensions that I needed and they cut the panels of the mural to the exact size of my wardrobes, which made it so much easier because when we did our main bedroom, we just ordered like the standard, you know, what you would get if you had a roll of wallpaper. So we had to like stick it on and then cut the next piece all the way down and then, you know, separated it all, which we managed in the end, but it was difficult. So yeah, that's something to bear in mind if you are doing anything like paneling or anything like that. So number, I keep forgetting what number I'm on. I should have written this down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I think we're on number 7. Yeah, we are. Number 7 is grey and brown. The reason why I mentioned these, they've been around for a long time. I remember them like back in the day. I remember doing a feature wall in my bedroom in my old house, and I'm sure that was I think it was Graham and Brown in collaboration with Linda Barker, who used to be one of the interior designers on Changing Rooms. Yeah, I'm sure it was. So they've been around for a long time and they do come up with some gorgeous designs, and also they are carbon neutral and are aiming to be carbon zero within the decade, which I'm all for the eco side of things, guys. I'm very crunchy when it comes to things like that. If you're in the US, you know what that means. If you're in the UK, you probably don't. But yeah, I do care about the planet. So that is a fantastic thing for them to be achieving and working towards. So they also very recently, because when I first looked, they didn't, but when I looked again, they do actually ship worldwide too. So number 8 is Wallpaper Direct. Now, I don't think I enjoy as much going on the Wallpaper Direct website because I don't find the browsing experience as satisfying or user-friendly as other sites. But one thing I have to say is they have got an absolutely massive range of wallpaper, which is probably why, you know, it's not as user-friendly because there's so much on there. They've got loads of designer wallpapers and everything. So if you are looking for something in particular, say you've seen a wallpaper somewhere and you don't know where to buy it, chances are they probably have it. So it's just one to keep in your back pocket if you're ever trying to source anything. And they also do ship worldwide too. So I'll just give you a quick recap. Number 1 was I Love Wallpaper. Number 2 was Hovia. Number 3 was Light in the Box. Number 4 was Lust Home. Number 5 was Rebel Walls. Number 6 was Wall Source. Number 7 was Graham and Brown. And number 8 was Wallpaper Direct. Well, I'm so happy to have had you here once again. And I really hope the sources that I've given you are useful and will save you time so you can spend more of it actually decorating rather than searching. So thanks for joining me, and I'll see you next Tuesday, where I can't wait to get creative with you in the next episode of the Daring Home Decor podcast. One last thing before you grab that paintbrush. If you've been struck with inspiration from the show today, I'd be triple grateful if you'd follow me and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. This will help my podcast grow and reach out to more of us fab creatives. You can also see my home in all its glory over on Instagram, where I'm at Caradice Interiors. And don't forget to put a link to this show in your stories to share with all your quirky besties. See you next time, lovely.